Like many superhero movies before it, Disney and Marvel Studios' Black Panther is smashing box office records and earning critics' acclaim. What makes it stand apart from previous offerings is its connection with black audiences, and for NewsWorks blogger Solomon Jones, the film could be a turning point in representation.
I've seen the record-breaking film Black Panther twice now, and the movie, with its visually stunning portrayal of Africa and its people, is filled to bursting with truth about the black experience. Its majestic portrayal of black power and its crafty push for black freedom is especially enthralling to black audiences who've longed to see themselves in such cinematic splendor. In satisfying that itch, Black Panther earned an estimated $235 million over the Friday to Monday President's Day weekend, according to Forbes. That's the kind of record-breaking performance that will create opportunities for other black films to be made. As a novelist, I'm excited by the possibilities. But as an audience member, I'm thrilled that Black Panther created an even bigger opportunity for black camaraderie. I watched excitedly as African Americans showed up to watch the film in African garb, their dark skin shining in all its brilliance. I engaged in the film in ways I'd never done before, dressing as one of Oakland's Black Panthers as my wife sat beside me in combat gear. We were there not only to enjoy a film, but also to fight the idea that European imagery is the ideal. We were there to revel in a narrative that centered on black brilliance. We were there to enjoy the pictures as much as to understand the plot. That much was evident to me when I saw the film for the second time. "She bad," said a woman sitting next to me, smiling gleefully as the screen filled with the image of Okoye, a majestic female general. It was a sentiment the woman would repeat throughout the film. And that, in my view, is the power of Black Panther. It moves black people beyond the fake divisions of dark and light skin, income and social status, education and street smarts. In Black Panther, all of us, no matter where we come from, can hear the music of African accents dancing in our ears. We can experience black hip-hop booming through the air. We can engage in a celebration we've waited centuries to see. We waited through slavery and Jim Crow, through lynching and segregation, through poverty and police brutality. And now, after all that waiting, we see Black Panther, where we are the heroes and the conquerors, the fathers and the sons, the queens and the sisters, the warriors and the kings. We are powerful because ours is a truth that is only now beginning to be fully realized. But telling our truth begins with telling our stories. It begins with grooming our griots. It begins with standing up and saying, "You will no longer portray us as slaves, no longer mistreat our community, no longer decide what's good for our neighborhoods. We will decide that for ourselves." That's why Black Panther matters. Knowing who we can be is as important as knowing who we are. And thanks to Black Panther, we know we can be kings. I'm Solomon Jones.
Solomon Jones writes the Philadelphia Experiment blog on WHYY.org. He can also be heard weekdays from 10 to noon on Praise 107.9 FM.